They also lost earlier today to Nebraska Christian, who came within an eyelash of making it at the state tournament, also in Class C1. And they do have a loss by 3 to Boyd County. That's really kind of the only one that you would even consider remotely as being a bad loss here for Spalding Academy, who last year made it to state and made it all the way to the state championship and came within an eyelash of winning it as they lost by 1 to Why Not. So it's going to be Spalding Academy taking on the Elwood Pirates as the Pirates make their trip back to the state basketball tournament, and they hope it will be a triumphal return to the boys' state basketball tournament. We'll find out as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters for the Pirates and the Knights when we make it back to the Lincoln East right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
After their exciting second half rally in the first round of the NAIAA Division II Women's Basketball Tournament, the Hastings College Broncos move on to the Sweet 16 with a matchup against defending champion Indiana Wesleyan.
Here's Abby Jackson with the ball on the far sideline. They get it down to Dan Kirk. Top of the key, open, takes a shot and hits it.
Tip-off set for 7 o'clock with a pregame show at 6:45.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Broncos sports, 1230 KHAS.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East. Let's give you our starting lineup. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank and Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the Elwood Pirates. They come in at 14-10. They are the number 8 seed here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament, and they will be the road team as they'll be in their traveling maroon uniforms. And their starters are Skyler Werger. He is a 6-foot-tall junior. He averages 20 points and about 6.3 rebounds per ball game. Jacob Schmeckley will make the start as well, as 6'1 senior Schmeckley is averaging 11.7 points and 7 rebounds a game. Blake Summer is a 6'2 senior. He averages 10.1 points and 12 rebounds a game. Billy Smith is a 5'9 junior. He is averaging 7.5 points and 3 rebounds per contest. And Zachary Hackbart is a 6'2 junior. Hackbart is averaging 11.5 points, 8.3 rebounds per ball game for head coach Kurt Bonzoff. And for Spalding Academy and their coach Joe Imus, their starters are Brandon Stevens, a 5'11 junior. He averages 15 points and 4.5 rebounds. Joseph Glazer is a 5'10 junior. He averages 10 points and about 5 rebounds a contest. Bronk McKay is a 6-foot-tall junior. He averages 8.5 points, 3 rebounds. Kane Hashke is a 6'6 senior. He averages 6.3 points and 4 rebounds a ball game. He also has 62 block shots on the season. And Tanner Hudson is a sophomore. He is 6'4, averages 10.8 points and 4.8 rebounds for Spalding Academy, who are 22-3 on the season. We have seen them earlier this year. They were in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, where they picked up wins against both Overton and Ravenna as they came away with the Ravenna Holiday Tournament title. And so Spalding Academy has played a pretty tough schedule. And as I mentioned, they are 22-3 on the season. And Elwood comes in with a record of 14-10. Again, your starters brought to you by 5 Points Bank. better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And you can hear the folks from Spaulding Academy right in front of us. They are in large numbers. So the folks from Elwood as well, the starters and non-starters being announced here on the floor. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. And then the tip between Elwood and Spaulding Academy when we make it back to the D2 Boys State Basketball Tournament here at Lincoln East when we come back right after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back here to Lincoln East. Let's get you updated on everything that has happened so far. Every site has played five games so far. So, again, just a little bit of brackets need to be filled out. In Class A, Omaha Benson with a 73-58 win over Lincoln Northeast. They'll take on Westside in the next round. 63-56 winners over Lincoln Southeast. It took triple overtime, but seventh-seeded Norfolk ended the season for Omaha South 70-66 again. In triple overtime. In Class B, York with a 41-37 win over Pius. Beatrice, 43-41 winners over Roncalli. Elkhorn South, earlier on Class Against 98-9, 64-31 winners over Grand Island Northwest in Class B. In Class C1, Wayne with a 60-45 win over Cozad. Wahoo in overtime over Fall City, 64-58. SCOTUS ended the season for Kearney Catholic, 72-57. And Newman with a 90-72 win over Boone Central Newman Grove. In Class C2, Ainsworth, 71-54 winners over Battle Creek. Freeman eliminated Kimball, 49-46. Donovan Trumbull on the breeze moments ago with a 40-27 win over Sutton. And now Southern Valley will be taking on Bergen on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. And we'll check D1 and D2 for you when we get the chance. We kind of ran out of time because both teams have now broken the huddle. We're just about ready for the tip. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. And Hashke will do the jumping here for the Knights. For the Pirates, it's Blake Summer. And the tip is going to be controlled here by Elwood. So Elwood with the first possession. They bring in the offensive zone. Smith has it, gives it right side here for Werger. Werger kicks into the corner, gives it for Schmeckley. Schmeckley works around the perimeter to get it off for Werger. Werger, top of the circle here for Hackbart. Now right side for Billy Smith. Smith back out here for Schmeckley. Schmeckley gives it over for Werger. And again, Elwood is going to be very patient, I would assume, here as they get the ball back out to Werger. Werger on the baseline, little floater up, no good. The rebound is going to be taken out here by McKay. So McKay pulls down the bound, and Stevens will bring it across the timeline. Kick into the corner, not even looking at the basket there was Hudson as they work it back around. Now penetration here by Stevens. Stevens on the way to the basket well before he put up a shot. He is fouled on the way to the rack, and that will be a foul on Billy Smith. Elwood really only plays about six players, and so fouls could be an issue. Stevens to toss it in, and we'll get it off here for Hudson. Hudson off of a screen, gives it for Stevens. He'll fire a three. It is short, and the rebound in underneath. Pulled down by McKay. McKay's shot won't fall. And it's rebounded out by Summer. Summer, long outlet pass on the drive. Shot no good for Werger, but Werger will head to the line. Elwood on the run after that rebound. Summer with a great outlet pass, and Werger just trying to outrun everybody. And he's going to go to the line and will shoot two here. Still looking for her first points of the ball game. Have only played a minute. And Werger, after being fouled by Stevens, hits the back of the iron with his first free throw attempt. So again, Werger at the line. Second free throw rolls around and is good. Hit the front of the rim, hit the back of it, rolled in. And the first point of the ball game belongs to Elwood. Glazer on that right side, gets bumped a little bit, kicks it out for McKay. McKay has a shot block. Summer with the block. And now on the run is going to be Hackbart. Hackbart came up with the ball as it was tipped right to him. Smith will give it off on the right side. Schmeckley will give it on the baseline here for Hackbart. Hackbart in the lane, little runner up and good. Elwood with an early lead here of 3-0. Laser is going to hand the ball off here for Hudson. Hudson gets it through. Cycling around is going to be McKay. And McKay answers back here for Spalding Academy. Knights with the bucket. Long outlet pass. It's loose. Nothing there but maroon jerseys. Schmeckley will kick it off on the left side. Runner for Smith. Smith's shot's no good. But the tip is by Blake Summer. So Summer is able to pull down the rebound, tip it up and in. Quick pass down low. Bucket up good for Tanner Hudson as they answer right back in transition. And again, the Knights will pressure the ball, but Elwood is handling it right now as Hackbart hasn't got across the timeline yet as his pass tipped, and in the corner picking it up is Werger. Werger will kick it left side here for Billy Smith. Smith with a little ball fake, works around the perimeter, and now directing traffic in the offensive end is going to be Werger. Man-to-man right now go the Knights. And near midcourt with the bounce is going to be Werger. Off a screen, they give it right side for Hackbart. Hackbart, little pick and roll. His entry pass is tipped around, and there'll be a turnover. Here come the Knights on the run. McKay will throw it in that corner. Having trouble handling the ball is Stevens, so that'll slow things down as they work it around. And Hudson's pass through the lane, well, it doesn't matter because there is a hold away from the ball, and that will be on Elwood's Zach Hackbart. So Hackbart with his first foul. Billy Smith has one. And the Knights will inbound. That's going to be Stevens. And the pass is going to go through the hands of a Knight. It's a turnover. And a double dribble for Elwood as they couldn't quite get the handle. And it was going to be a two-on-none break for Elwood, but they couldn't quite come up with it. Elwood with a 5-4 lead here in the early stages. 5:15 to go. Quarter number one. Glazer slowly brings to the offensive zone. 2-3 zone here for Elwood. They zone it a lot because, again, they're very limited with how many players that they put out there. Quick jumper on the left side for Hudson. No good. Offensive rebound up and in for Kane Hashke. So Hashke pulls down the rebound after the Spalding Academy miss. Long pass. Dangerous. Nearly stolen away, but Werger comes up with it. He'll kick it out for Smith. Smith back for Werger. He's going to fire a three. Back of the iron and no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That will go on the Knights. The officials are communicating with each other, and the foul is going to be on Hashke. And that will be his first. I think their biggest discussion is where does the ball get inbounded? They've decided it is on the baseline. So Werger's going to toss it in. And they'll kick it top of the circle here for Smith. Off the screen, they give it left side for Werger. It's deflected a little bit, but picking it up is Summer. Summer's going to help work it around the perimeter. There's Schmeckley. Schmeckley gives it off here for Hackbart. Hackbart might get a screen here from Summer if he goes to his right, but he dribbles to the left, and will give it off for Schmeckley. Schmeckley fake the handoff, and will get it off here for Werger. And Werger now will work it around with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Left side for Schmeckley. Everybody cycles through, and Smith almost has it stolen away. It's tipped in the backcourt by Bronk McKay. Elwood will go back to the defensive end to track it down. Smith is across the timeline now, and he's picked up man-to-man by McKay. Left wing driving the baseline here. Summer shot, no good. Rebound still tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Hashke. Hashke comes up. And now in transition, Hudson will take it off glass. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Glazer. And Glazer will lay it up and in. So 3:40 to go. And now an 8-5 lead here for Spalding Academy. Elwood's got the ball back. Hackbart will kick it off on the right side. Get some instructions as they work around the perimeter. Now Smith will give it to Hackbart. Hackbart's picked up man-to-man there by Hudson. Hudson nearly makes the steal. Now the pass all the way to the baseline with a lot of mustard on it. And now they'll kick it back out here for Hackbart. Hackbart gets it. 15-foot jumper here by Schmeckley. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Hackbart. And so in the offensive zone comes Stevens. Stevens gives it off for Glazer. And Glazer, yeah, took an extra step. That'll be the second turnover on Spalding Academy. Knights will send Weston Pfeiffer into the game. So our first substitution for Spalding Academy with 3:08 to go. Werger gives it here left side for Hackbart. Back to Werger. Werger, long pass up ahead of everybody is Smith, and Smith is going to lay it up and in. They lost track of Billy Smith, and a 40-foot pass will set up a layup. Pfeiffer in transition has his shot blocked, but there's a foul. That'll be on Hackbart. That will be his second. So Zach Hackbart with two fouls with 2:50 to go in quarter number one. And Kurt Bond's off. A little concerned about Hackbart's foul situation. Pfeiffer will go to the line. He is shooting two, and the first one is way short. Barely hit the iron at all. Little state tournament jitters here a little bit. And the officials are telling Joe Imus to move back a little bit, stay in the coach's box. Not a tremendous amount of room on the near sideline. Far sideline, if that's where the benches were, they'd have a lot. Second free throw is up and good for Pfeiffer. And it's now 9-7. A little pressure put on. Elwood has no problem with it. Smith, in fact, is going to run through the lane. His little floater, no good. Offensive rebound by Summer. Summer's shot will not fall. And then over the back is going to be Elwood on the rebound. Well, right now, Elwood is 3 of 8 shooting the ball inside the arc, and they've missed a three-pointer, so they're 3 of 9 overall in the game. And some of those two-point shots have been real good looks. They're just not rattling in. You're going to beat one of the top teams in the state. You might need to get a few bounces. Pfeiffer will drive the lane, put it up with that left hand. It's going to be blocked by Summer. And coming up with a loose ball is going to be Werger. So Werger gets the rebound after Summer has his second block of the game. Summer will get it at the elbow, will hand it off for Werger. Werger's going to drive, runs into the defense, and Skylar Werger picks up his first foul. So Elwood right now down 9-7 with 2:11 to go, and the Knights bring in the offensive zone. Joe Glazer will step to the left side, 15-foot jumper is no good, rebounded by Summer, his fourth rebound of the game. And Elwood will slowly work the ball up court. Hackbart picked up man-to-man there by Stevens. And the pass, a little bit too strong. Elwood has turned it over. So minute 45 to go after the turnover on Elwood. Knights of Spalding Academy with the chance to add to a lead. Weston Pfeiffer. Open top of the key, but he'll penetrate. Stop of the elbow, dumps it in underneath for Hudson. Hudson's shot won't fall. Hudson with another shot, still won't fall. Tipped out here for Stevens. Stevens' shot won't fall, but there's a foul. And that's going to send him to a line to shoot two. So a couple of misses here for Spalding Academy up close, but a couple of offensive rebounds will set up Brandon Stevens for two free throws. And on Blake Summer, that'll be his first foul. So that's now 5 fouls have been whistled on Elwood. Stevens' free throw is up and good. 10-7, minute 26 to go. Spalding Academy, who, by the way, are no longer going to cooperate in basketball next year. The free throw is up and good. Been successful for them because they were the state runner-up a year ago. Smith gets the ball up ahead here for Blake Summer. Sommer gives it to Hackbart. He's across the timeline. They trap him right there. Long lob pass off the fingertips of Smith. He's able to track it down and then stepped on the sideline. That is going to be an Elwood turnover. And again, trapped in the corner, kind of set up a problems here for Elwood, and they do end up turning over the basketball about 25 feet away from where that trap really caused the turnover. Stevens is going to kick left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Skylar Werger to knock it away. Hoping that it would go off one of the Knights and out of bounds. It did not. And so Elwood will stay on the defensive end here. Stevens to inbound on the sideline in the corner. Gets the top of the circle here for Bronk McKay. Spalding Academy does not go real deep either in terms of their substitutions. But Elwood has yet to make a substitution in the game. Stevens going to work the clock here a little bit. Elwood in a 1-3-1 zone. And Stevens will throw it in underneath. There's Hudson. Hudson will lay it up and in. They threw it from the high post down to the low. And it ends up being an easy bucket. Nice pass there for Spalding Academy. Werger has it stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Sommer to force the turnover. And on the run, here are going to be the Knights. Driving here is going to be Hudson. Hudson, little floater up and good. He's got six in the game, and the lead now is eight for Spalding Academy. They kick it up ahead here for Smith. Smith, 15-foot jumper in transition. A little bit too strong. Rebound tipped out here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer comes up with it, and a little spin move for Pfeiffer. Took an extra step. Yep, that'll be turnover number four on the Knights. And Joe Imus going to make a substitution. He'll send Noah Velasek into the game. So Spalding Academy has gone seven deep here in the game. Elwood has five Ironmen who started the game, and they have not made a substitution. 8 seconds to go. Elwood has to cover the distance, and the inbounds is going to be stolen away. McKay with the steal, little drive. Shot's going to be blocked there by Smith, and then it's stolen at half court. A half court turnaround jumper for the Knights is off the mark, and Spalding Academy will head to the second quarter, leading Elwood 15-7. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in the second quarter right after this.
Need a powerful tractor but don't have the budget to buy new? Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, has high-quality, durable, reliable, used tractors to fit your needs. Right now, take advantage of 0% interest for 18 months, followed by the customer-qualified rate on 100-plus HP Case IH used tractors. Check out pictures, descriptions, and video of these units at TitanMachinery.com, and then visit with your Titan Machinery rep about the right used tractor for your operation. That's Titan Machinery. Better solutions.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Update from around Lincoln. Southern Valley right now leading Archbishop Bergen 17-9 at the end of one quarter. That game is on the breeze, 94.5. Scott Catholic with a 19-13 lead over Scott's Bluff in Class B at the end of one quarter. And again, we mentioned it before, it took triple overtime at Norfolk over Omaha South, 70-66. Here, Spalding Academy has the basketball in the offensive zone. They lead it 15-7 as they start the second quarter. As Glazer will give it into the corner for McKay. McKay back out for Stevens. Stevens finds room just inside the free throw line. Jumper no good. Tipped up and in for Hashke. So Hashke with the tip and now a steal. It'll be a turnover on Elwood, and then the Pirates compound it by committing the foul. And that will be on Skylar Werger. That'll be the second foul on Werger. Hackbart also has two fouls. After the steal, Joseph Glazer was hit. He was in the act of shooting, and he'll have two free throws coming up here. And the free throw is up and good. Three in the game for Glazer, and it's now 18-7 with 7:32 to go here in the second quarter. And the folks from Elwood getting a little bit more quiet over there. The free throw rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Schmeckley as he'll pull down the rebound. He's facing a little bit of pressure. He'll get the ball back here. He's playing catch with Hackbart, and Elwood has turned it over. They took an extra step. Today's game brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, as a neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas. They give you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today. Start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Spaulding Academy on the inbounds, turned the ball over, so Elwood has the ball back, but the Knights are putting full court pressure on. Hackbart gave it away, gets it back, bounce pass through the lane for Schmeckley. Schmeckley makes the catch, will lay it up and in. Great pass by Hackbart, and Schmeckley will able to capitalize on that great pass. Laid it up and in. Here's a three by Stevens, up and in. Brandon Stevens strokes in the three. And a timeout for the Pirates. They trail it 21-9, 6:50 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today's game brought to you in part by Titan Machinery. Your Case IH dealer is part of the Titan Group. Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale good inventories on planet Earth. At the same time, they provide you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you've come to expect. See Titan Machinery in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. The Knights right now leading at 21-9 over Elwood, and Elwood's issues are compounded a little bit with some foul trouble. Werger has two fouls. Zach Hackbart has two fouls as well. As, again, the five starters for Elwood reporting for duty, as there have been no substitutions here. We played 9 minutes of basketball. In the offensive zone, Billy Smith dribbles down that sideline. Glazer will put on a double team. It's nearly thrown away, but Hackbart intercepted a bad pass, throws it to the inside, loses it, gets it back. Hackbart doing a great job keeping the possession going. Werger now from the elbow, tough 15-foot jumper, rolls around, and good. He banked it in over the top of two Knights. In transition, here's Hudson. Hudson's going to kick into the corner for McKay. McKay back out. Knights now with the offensive. They'll slow it down into a half-court look here as they give it for Hudson. Hudson throws it on the low block for Hashke. Kicks it back out. Glazer for three. It is an air ball and out of bounds. Belongs to Elwood. 10 points, Spaulding Academy lead at 21-11. They inbound at two, number 10, Skyler Werger. Werger double-teamed, has it stolen away. Glazer has it, gives it in underneath, and McKay will score. So another Elwood turnover turns into a bucket here for the Knights, and they lose the ball on that left side. Who was last to touch it? It was off of Spaulding Academy. A couple of feet got caught up there. Billy Smith fell down first. Ball was rolling around. Glazer tried to come up with it, and nice hands there by Smith as he knocked it away from Glazer, off of Glazer, and out of bounds. So Hackbart on the far sideline will inbound here for the Pirates. They need a bucket. They trail it 23-11. And they give it for Hackbart. Hackbart's going to be picked up man-to-man there by Hudson. And we're just playing catch between the circles as Hackbart now has it. As Hudson will put some pressure on, Hackbart throws it into the elbow. Schmeckley will take it off glass and score. So Jacob Schmeckley with a nice little shot. And now the dump pass inside for Hashke. And Hashke's going to score and head to the line. Great pass from the top of the key down to the low block to Kane Hashke. And Hashke lays it up for a 12-point lead and a chance to make it 13. And Elwood will make their first substitution as Sean Klaus is going to come into the ballgame. Klaus will come in, and Blake Summer, who has now picked up his third foul, will come out. So Summer has three, Werger has two, Hackbart has two as well. So some foul trouble for the five starters for Elwood. Free throw is no good. Rebounded by Schmeckley. And they'll get the ball out here for Hackbart. They give it off on the right side here for Werger. Werger, left side for Hackbart. Klaus will set a screen. Now they pass the ball to him on the right wing. They get it off here for Werger. Dump in for Klaus. Klaus is going to take it off glass a little bit too strong, and it's rebounded by Glazer. Glazer on the run, driving off glass. Good as they get it up ahead of Tanner Hudson, and Hudson now with eight in the game. Long pass off the fingertips of Schmeckley. That'll be turnover number nine on the Pirates. And it's 23-13, 4:52 to go, and a timeout being taken here by Elwood. 4:52 to go. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. The Pirates are trailing at 27-13. We're back after this.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
Welcome back here to Lincoln East. Coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Visit DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMWs, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. They're located at Starley Park Road at South Webb Road in Grand Island. Dinsdale features service, repair, and, of course, a full body shop. And, again, find them and look out their inventory right now at DinsdaleAuto.com. Spalding Academy off of that turnover will inbound the basketball. Elwood has taken a couple of full timeouts here to kind of stem the tide. They trail at 27-13, and the Knights will toss it in here for Joe Glazer. And on the slow dribble is Brandon Stevens. Stevens will give it off here left side for Glazer. And Glazer is going to slow things down, direct traffic. Right now the Pirates are in a 2-3 zone. And McKay just playing a little catch out here with Glazer. They'll give it off right side for Stevens. Stevens long three. He flops after he missed the shot. And out of bounds is Spalding Academy trying to make the save. And so Spalding Academy now is one of four from behind the arc. Werger facing some pressure. Gives it to Billy Smith. Smith being double-teamed. He's able to kick the ball back out here for Hackbart. Hackbart to Smith. Back to Hackbart as he's across the timeline. Beats the defense, will drive. A little floater, no good. Long outlet pass by Stevens is knocked down. That'll be a turnover after Stevens got the rebound. Little runner here for Klaus, and Sean Klaus will bank it in from about 15 feet away, but quickly up ahead for Hudson, and Hudson, cherry picking, will shoot over the top of the defense, and he has 10 in the game. And again, Spalding Academy will attack you after you make a basket. Werger drives, off glass, no good. Glazer with the rebound. And they'll give it up ahead here for Stevens. Stevens on the baseline, shoots over the top of the defense, no good. Rebound being fought for and then won by Zach Hackbart. Spalding Academy couldn't come up with a shot. It's 29-15, 3:22 to go here before halftime. On the bounce is Hackbart. He'll give it off right side for Klaus. Klaus is picked up there man-to-man by Hashke. He'll get it to the elbow to Billy Smith. Smith is driving the lane, and we've got a blocking foul that's going to be called on Joe Glazer. Summer checks back in for Elwood. That's only three fouls called on Spalding Academy. And Elwood will inbound on the baseline as the five starters are back out there. Hackbart will lob it here for Skylar Werger. Werger working against some pressure here by Glazer, who just picked up his first foul. Gets a screen. Werger will now dribble to the left side. Float in the lane, off the iron, no good. And the rebound taken out here by Glazer. Glazer gets it up ahead here for Weston Pfeiffer, who checked in. Trailing, putting up the jumper is Hashke, and it rolls in. So that'll make it now 31-15. 16-point lead, and Skylar Werger will get it back out here for Hackbart. Hackbart on the left wing with 2:35 to go. Gets a screen. Rolling in is Summer, but they're going to fire a three over the top of it. It's no good for Hackbart. Offensive rebound by Werger, and Werger will lay it up and in. So nice little drive there by Werger. And here come the Knights in transition. Weston Pfeiffer is going to kick it back out for Stevens. 31-17, 2:15 to go. 14-point lead here for Spalding Academy. Left side, McKay is going to fire a three, and he hits a three. He's got seven in the game. And right now, Spalding Academy has doubled up the Pirates. On the run is Hackbart. Hackbart gets it down low. Pivoting is Summer. And there's going to be a foul there as Summer will head to the line. He kept his foot, and there was going to be a block there. Joe Imus of Spalding Academy wanted them to call a travel. I thought Summer kept his pivot foot, and the officials would concur. So Summer is going to be shooting two here. He's got 2 points in the ballgame. The free throw rolls around and is no good. The foul, by the way, on Bronk McKay is his first. Hashke and Hudson checking back in here for Spalding Academy. Minute 58 to go, second quarter, 34-17. And Summer at the free throw line. Back the iron, no good. He goes 0 for 2 on that trip to the free throw line, and Pfeiffer pulls down the rebound. And on the bounce, here is Glazer. And he'll lob it on the right side for Weston Pfeiffer. Bad pass, but Glazer is able to pick it up. He'll pull inside. 13-foot jumper up and good. Never really got pressured, and Glazer comes up with it, and now a loose ball picked up by Stevens. It's a turnover. Stevens is going to drive. His shot's no good, but he'll head to the line. Another Elwood turnover is going to turn into an opportunity for a three-point play for the Knights. And another foul. And that one, I think they said, was on Hackbart, if that's who it is. Yes, it is, and that is his third. The free throw rolls around and is good. It went in and out, but when it came out, it went and hit the glass and went right back in here for Brandon Stevens. And Stevens now with six in the game. It's a 37-17 lead, and they're going to towel off the basketball. And some players on both teams perspiring in a very warm gym here. The game before this between High Plains and Exeter Milligan was very energetic, was filled to the rafters with humans. The hallway was full of people waiting to come in for this game, and this gym got very, very warm. The free throw is up and good for Stevens. By the way, High Plains did win that game fairly comfortably down the stretch. It got a little tighter, but it ended up being 49-45. Entry pass down low. It's loose. Picked up on the inside. Hackbart. Hackbart shot no good. Offensive rebound by Schmeckley. Schmeckley will lay it up and in, and he's fouled. So Elwood knocking on the door, kept battling, and they get the foul call and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. They cut the lead to 19, 38-19 with a minute 16 to go, and the foul is on Glazer. Speckley's free throw is up and short and rebounded by Glazer. That will be his fifth rebound. So on the bounce here is going to be Glazer. He'll give it off right side for Stevens. Stevens, long pass, great catch by Hashke. Hashke jump stop, takes it off glass, good. That was pretty. 8 points here for Kane Hashke. Pass on the inbounds is tipped. And it's off the hands of Spalding Academy down the sideline. And the Knights will send Noah Vlasic back into the game with 53 seconds to go. That'll give Glazer a little bit of a break here. He's got two fouls, so they're going to protect him a little bit so he doesn't pick up a third foul before halftime. Werger gets the ball inbounded. He's pressured by Stevens. Brings it across the timeline. Kicks here right side. Hackbart will give it right side for Schmeckley. Schmeckley's shot no good. Gets the offensive rebound, and he's fouled. He hits the bucket, gets the foul, and now gets to the line. 41 seconds to go before halftime, and it's 40-21, and Elwood certainly showing no signs of quitting this one. Sean Klaus going to come back into the game. Summer is going to come out. They're going to protect him with those three fouls And now we'll hand the ball off here for Jacob Schmeckley. Got the offensive rebound, tipped it in, and was fouled. His free throw bounces around, no good. And snagging the bound here is going to be Hudson. So Tanner Hudson will give the ball to Stevens, and he walks it across the timeline. Now he picks up the pace a little bit, kicks left side for McKay. They give it top of the circle here for Vlasic. His pass is tipped, but gets it to Stevens. Stevens, an awkward-looking three. It's no good. And we've got a foul on Spalding Academy on the rebound. That will be seven on them as a team, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws. And the push is going to be on Weston Pfeiffer. That'll be his first. As I mentioned, it's seven as a team, and that was away from the ball because the rebound went very long, so I didn't see who's going to the line. It is going to be Hackbart, and Hackbart will make his first trip to the free throw line. Elwood has not been very successful from the line. They are one of two, four, five. They are one of six so far, and they bank that one in. Hackbart banks it in. He's got three in the game, and it's 40-22, 26 seconds to go before we have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw is up and no good for Hackbart. And the rebound here for Bronk McKay. McKay will help bring the ball up court. He has it across the timeline, gives it to Vlasic. 13 seconds left. And timeout being asked for and now received by Joe Imus with 11 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Kearney will take the timeout with them. 40-22, Spalding Academy with the lead and the limb bound it. We come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, Elwood had the lead early on in this game, but since then, Spalding Academy has really kind of taken control. They lead it 40-22 with 11 seconds to go. They're going to set up something here. And you wonder when you're up by 18, why would you do this? Well, you're playing tomorrow. And so you want to work on a few things. You want to get ready. You think you might win a state championship or your Spalding Academy. There's a game tomorrow, and they certainly want to make sure they win this one and get ready for the next one. So it's going to be inbounded here for Weston Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer off of the screen takes it all the way to the baseline and was going to try to kick it across the lane. And I think we've got a foul called on Elwood and Jacob Schmeckley. Very disappointed with that foul call because it goes against him. That is his first. And what it's going to do is it's going to send Weston Pfeiffer to the free throw line for two free throws because that's now 10 as a team on the Pirates. Again, the Pirates playing a very tough conference, so they have been tested throughout the course of the year. The free throw is up and good. And again, in a class higher than them, two conference opponents saw action on this same floor earlier, that being Elm Creek, who lost, and Overton, who made it to the semifinals. The free throw here rolls around for Pfeiffer, no good, and Schmeckley will pull down his fifth rebound, and they get the ball out there for Hackbart. 2 seconds left. They give it right side. Werger tries a 40-footer that would have counted had it gone, but it is short, and so that will do it for the first half, and Spalding Academy has a 41-22 lead over the Elwood Pirates. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we come back right after this.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Earlier in our pregame, we took a look at all the scores in classes A, B, C1, and C2. In class D1, it was Clearwater Orchard picking up the win 46-42 over North Platte St. Pat, so the 2 seed was gone. And then the 3rd seed, Elm Creek, was upset by Randolph 41-39, so the Buffaloes will pack their bags, and they will not make it on to the next round. Then the number 1 seed, Howells Dodge, had not much of a problem against Fullerton, 48-35. They'll take on Overton. The Eagles had to fight for it, but they won it 65-58, eliminating Nebraska City Lords Central Catholic, as we mentioned, 65-58. In Class D2, Bancroft Rosalie, 64-29 winners over Hitchcock County. They'll take on Fall City Sacred Heart. The Irish win it 58-50 over Layton. And then High Plains, in a very contested up-and-down affair, built a comfortable lead and had to hold off Exeter Milligan 49-45. And High Plains has now revenged their only loss of the season. I don't know why I drew a blank on that word there, but they were able to pick up the win 49-45 to avenge their only loss of the season to Exeter Milligan 49-45. They will take on the winner of this game, and right now Spalding Academy in control. They lead it 41-22 here at intermission. Obviously, there's some other games going on around the city of Lincoln here in the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And currently in Class A, Bellevue West leading Omaha Central 18-14 at the end of one quarter of play. Scott's Bluff is leading Scott 33-26 in Class B. They're also at halftime. Archbishop Bergen with a 33-28 lead over Southern Valley at halftime. That game is on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. And Southern Valley had an 8-point lead at halftime, at the end of one quarter, and now they trail by 5 in the second, as Bergen was able to score 24 points in that quarter. Wow. So they've kind of found their offensive stride here in the second quarter. And right now, Bergen is leading Southern Valley 33-28. Again, that game is on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. So you're all updated with all the scores. I'll just go through the winners in classes A, B, C1, and C2. Winners today, Benson and Westside, Norfolk in double overtime over Omaha South. York, Beatrice, and Elkhorn South have all advanced into the state semifinals tomorrow. In Class C1, it's Wayne, Wahoo, Scotus, and Newman who have all made it on. In Class C2, it's Ainsworth, Freeman, and Donovan Trumbull who will play at 3:45 tomorrow, the winner of the Southern Valley Bergen game. And again, that game will be on The Breeze, 94.5, at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. We mentioned it before, in Class D1, Clearwater Orchard and Randolph advance. Howells Dodge will take on Overton at 10:45. Right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And in D2, Bancroft Rosalie, Fall City Sacred Heart, and High Plains have all advanced. And Spalding Academy has the lead at intermission, 41-22. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the individual numbers here for both the Pirates and for the Knights. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. We are at halftime, 41-22. Spalding Academy right now leading the Elwood Pirates. And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Spalding Academy. We just start top to bottom because they've got pretty balanced scoring. 7 points here in the first half for Brandon Stevens. 7 for Joe Glazer. 2 points for Weston Pfeiffer. 7 points for Bronk McKay. 8 points for Kane Hashke. And 10 points for Tanner Hudson. For Elwood, they've got 8 points from Jacob Schmeckley. 5 points for Skylar Werger. 2 points for Blake Summer. Billy Smith has 2. Zach Hackbart with 2. And Sean Klaus with 2 points here for Elwood as they trail it here at intermission, 41-22. As they've just had a little bit of trouble getting things on track. Unofficially, I have them being 9 of 19 shooting two-pointers, but 0 for 4 from behind the arc. So they are 9 of 23 overall, which isn't bad. But Spalding Academy, unofficially from two-point range, I have them being 14 of 22 and 2 of 6 from behind the arc. So they are 16 of 28. They're shooting over 50% from the field. And Elwood has turned the ball over 12 times. It's one of the reasons why Spalding Academy is shooting so well is that they've been able to take some of those turnovers Elwood has had and lay them up for a layup on the other end of the court. And that's one reason why Spalding Academy has a very comfortable 41-22 lead. They also are out-rebounding the Pirates here at the break, 17-13 as well. And again, unofficially, of Elwood with 12 turnovers, leading to a lot of fast break points here for Spalding Academy. And they lead it 41-22. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
After their exciting second half rally in the first round of the NAIAA Division II Women's Basketball Tournament, the Hastings College Broncos move on to the Sweet 16 with a matchup against defending champion Indiana Wesleyan.
Here's Abby Jackson with the ball on the far sideline. They get it down to Dan Kirk, top of the key, open, takes a shot and hits it.
Tip-off set for 7 o'clock with a pregame show at 6:45.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
And welcome back here again at intermission. It is 41-22, a 19-point lead for Spalding Academy. And again, all the statistics kind of pointing their way in terms of shooting, free throw shooting, three-point shooting, rebounds, turnovers, and it's all reflected on the scoreboard, 41-22. As again, right now, Elwood in foul trouble as well. That's another factor to kind of look at, because Blake Sommer has three fouls, Zach Hackbart has three fouls, and this is a team that does not go very deep at all. In fact, it's usually just the top five. Sean Klaus will come in a little bit from time to time, but he does not get a lot of other minutes. So Elwood really kind of Iron Man basketball, kind of reminds you of the old Hickory Huskers from the movie Hoosiers. And that foul trouble might change things here dramatically here for Elwood, as they need to get hot and need to get hot very quickly to pull off the upset to Spalding Academy, because the Knights, the defending state runner-up, with a 41-22 lead here at intermission. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. The Crossroads Ford broadcast booth has been here quite a bit today. This is our third game. Our third Fort Kearney Conference team has played here at Lincoln East. And the first two games were a split. Upset was Elm Creek, 41-39 by Randolph. And then Overton with a nice win to advance to the state semifinals tomorrow, as they were able to fight their way past Lord Central Catholic, 65-58. They'll take on Howells Dodge tomorrow at 10:45 a.m. right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Elwood will have the basketball to start the second half, and they'll toss the ball in here for Skylar Werger. Werger facing the double team. We'll throw it through that double team, get the ball out here for Sommer. Sommer passes it down low. It goes off the hands of Schmeckley, but it was knocked out of his hands by Bronk McKay. So Elwood will maintain the possession here. So on the baseline, Elwood will inbound it, and they're going to go very heavy on the right side. They give it to Sommer. Sommer kicks it back out. Backing out, fadeaway three here by Werger, and Werger will stroke it in. So Werger now with eight in the game. And they get the ball out here for McKay. McKay gives it to the elbow for Hashke. Back to McKay. McKay kicks it back out here for Stevens. Stevens, little ball fake, out for McKay. McKay in and out, no good. The three-pointer will not fall. Rebounded by Hackbart. Hackbart's pass goes off the hands of Smith and out of bounds. So Elwood get the bucket, have the defensive hold, but then they turn it over to lose a little bit of momentum. And again, they have a very fine line. They have very little margin of error, trailing at 41-25 with 7:19 to go here in the third quarter. Driving is McKay, nice little ball fake, takes it off glass, it's in, and he's fouled. And Bronk McKay with that ball fake got the defender out of position, and that is going to be Schmeckley, who's going to be called for his second foul. And again, Elwood very careful with that foul situation because of the very thin bench. Free throw no good for McKay. And Schmeckley pulls down the rebound, his sixth of the game. In the offensive zone, Hackbart will take it all the way, a little bit too strong. Rebounded out of there by Glazer. Glazer will get it up ahead here for Hudson. Hudson too far ahead, and now Elwood draws the long pass. It's deflected, but into the hands of Werger. Werger's going to float off glass, no good. Hudson is going to pull down the rebound. Hudson gets it up ahead quickly to McKay. McKay will drive, and it's going to be a charge. Setting up shop is Zach Hackbart, and Hackbart does a great job of collecting the charge as he was set, no question. And so Hackbart will inbound it. And they'll get it for Werger. Werger pass up ahead here for Schmeckley. Schmeckley gives it left side. Driving is Sommer. Sommer's shot won't fall. And over the back is going to be Elwood. And that'll be another foul, another missed opportunity. And Schmeckley called for the foul. That is going to be his third. So he has three. Sommer has three. Hackbart has three. And we have 6.5 minutes to go in quarter number three. Glazer kicks it back out here for McKay. McKay took an extra step. That'll be a turnover. So 6:26 to go in the third quarter. And with the basketball is Hackbart. Hackbart will give it back out here for Werger. Pass up ahead. Going to be a turnover. Here come the Knights on the run. There's a foul. Glazer is able to come up with a steal. And they commit the foul behind him. And Schmeckle now has picked up his fourth foul. So he'll come out of the game, I'm sure, as Sean Klaus is checking in. And now it's Schmeckle who's going to come out. That 2-3 zone for Elwood will now have Klaus on the right side. And it's inbounded here for Hudson. Hudson's going to drive as his shot deflected by Summer, his fourth block of the game. He picks up the rebound. And here's Hackbart in the offensive zone. Hackbart gives it off here for Werger. Werger gives it between the circles here for Billy Smith. Smith gives left side for Hackbart. Hackbart will direct traffic, has the bounce. He's picked up defensively there by Glazer. Long pass picked up there by Smith, almost stolen away. Smith for three, no good. And rebounded here by Brandon Stevens. And Stevens brings it across, up by 18. They kick it on the baseline. Hudson. Hudson looked to enter it inside for Hashke, but instead they'll work around the perimeter. Now driving is Glazer. Glazer shot a little bit too strong. The rebound is tipped out here for Hudson. And Hudson will get it inside, and Hashke will score. So Kane Hashke now with 10 in the game. And it's a 20-point Spalding Academy lead, 45-25. Long pass up ahead here for Klaus. And Klaus gives it right back out here for Hackbart. Hackbart gives left side for Werger. Werger, long three, no good. Rebounded by Hashke. Hashke, long outlet pass. Extra bounce pass for Glazier. His layup's no good, but an offensive rebound is tipped in here by Brandon Stevens. Stevens now has 9 in the game. And Hackbart will give it on that far side, driving to Smith. Smith runs into the defender. That'll be a charge. Setting up shot, collecting the charge, and now asking to be taken out of the game here is Kane Hashke. I think Hashke may have been kicked where you don't want to be kicked. So I think he might be out of air as he had the wind knocked out of him. That will be a turnover officially on Elwood, and that will be their 15th of the game. On the bounce here is McKay. McKay is going to kick it left side. Weston Pfeiffer is going to drive. Weston Pfeiffer is going to score. And now Weston Pfeiffer will head to the free throw line. Had a nice little seam there. Flew in. The foul is going to be on Sean Klaus, his first. And now Kalen Beam is going to check in here for Elwood. Beam comes in for Hackbart. And it's now 49-25. And at the free throw line, Weston Pfeiffer to try to finish a three-point play. It hits the back of the iron. It is no good. It's off of one of the Pirates and out of bounds, I believe. Yep. Pfeiffer went up there for the rebound for Spalding Academy. He bounced it around. It hit Elwood. It goes out of bounds. And now Elwood's going to call timeout. 49-25. Spalding Academy leads it by 24 with 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Chaley at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Knights will inbound it underneath their own basket, leading it 49-25 as Elwood finds themselves down by 24. Nearly doubled up here as we're not even quite to the midway point of the third quarter. Knights will inbound it. They work around the perimeter. Pfeiffer gives it top of the circle here for Lazar. And they'll give it off right side for Stevens. A three-pointer, good look, but will not fall. And the rebound fought 4-1 here by Hudson. And then we're going to have a reach called on Elwood as Hudson was able to pull down that rebound, kick it out. And I think they gave that to Kalen Beam. No, they did not. I didn't see who they gave it to. I think it might be on Summer. Yeah, that's his fourth. In the lane, quick jumper up, no good for Hudson on the inbounds. And it's going to be rebounded by Hackbart. Check it. The foul was actually on Hackbart. That is his fourth. So on the bounce here is going to be Werger. Werger gives it right side for Hackbart, dumps it on the baseline for Summer. Summer gives it top of the key. Werger's going to fire a three, has it deflected. Loose ball's picked up here by Summer, and we're going to have a foul on Spalding Academy. And that's going to be on Tanner Hudson trying to get to that loose ball. So Hudson will pick up the second team foul for Sumner for Spalding Academy, and that's just his first personal foul. Inbounded for Werger. Werger is going to hand the ball off here for Smith. Smith is going to kick into the corner, and Summer being harassed, he's able to give it to Schmeckley. Schmeckley, a little runner, shot no good. Schmeckley fighting for the rebound, can't come up with it. It's rebounded out there by McKay. McKay will give it up ahead here for Stevens. Stevens will drive. The layup is no good, and we got a block that's going to be called on Elwood, and that it will be on Hackbart, and that will be the fifth foul of the game on Zach Hackbart, I believe. Yes, it is. And they're going to stand on both sides. Spalding Academy also giving a standing ovation to Zach Hackbart. Nice bit of sportsmanship there for the fans of the Knights as he'll come off the court, fouled out with 3:40 to go here in the ballgame. Klaus is going to check in here for the Pirates. So Klaus will check in. The 5'11 junior. And the free throw is up and good here for Brandon Stevens. And the second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Klaus. Nice job there by Klaus. And he'll get the ball out here for Werger. Werger being trapped. Gives it for Billy Smith. Smith across the timeline. Great defense put on there by Bronk McKay. And they'll give it back off for Smith. Smith is going to kick it left side. Here's a three-pointer by Schmeckley. A little bit too strong. It goes out of bounds. And the Knights will get possession of the ball with 3:20 to go. Third quarter leading it 50-25. And Stevens will get the inbounds here for the Knights. Glazer open on the right side. And they're just hand the ball off to him, and now he's going to milk the clock a little bit. And Elwood still battling here. They'll give it off on the right side for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer skips the ball back out here for Bronk McKay. McKay gives it on the baseline, jumper for Glazer, and it's up and in. It's good. He's got 9 in the game. And a 27-point lead for Spalding Academy. Schmeckley gets the ball off here for Werger. Werger's going to drive. Werger's going to flip. It is no good, and out of bounds was Hudson. Yeah, he hadn't established himself, came up with the ball. He went out of bounds on the defense on the drive and never reestablished himself, and so that ball will be Elwood's. Joe Glazer will come out of the game. Substituting for him is going to be Weston Pfeiffer, and inbounding it here is going to be Schmeckley. Schmeckley lobs it up ahead here for Werger. Werger, 15-foot jumper, hit on the arm. He'll head to the line. Werger stroked in the only field goal, in fact, the only points here in the second half for Elwood. He hit a three-pointer. And with 2:38 to go in the third quarter, he'll go line and shoot two. That is the third foul on Bronk McKay. And the free throw is up and good. Werger now with 9 in the game. Trying to be the first Pirate in double digits here at the state basketball tournament since at least 1990. The free throw is up and good here for Werger. That was the last time Elwood has been here in Lincoln at the boys' state basketball tournament. Stevens will kick it off the left side for Noah Velasic, who came in during the free throws. And they'll kick the ball back out here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer steps through. His feet tangled up. He took an extra step with it. And so that'll be a turnover. Well, he had the high Rockettes kick as he was working through traffic there, but took too many steps. Klaus gets the inbounds, kicks it left side for Werger. Werger in transition, jumper up, good. Skyler Werger now with a dozen in the game. And it's 52-29 with 2:10 to go, third quarter. Spalding Academy trailed early on, but have led since about a minute and a half into the game. On the baseline, jumper by Stevens. Shot will not fall. Stevens gets the rebound. Stevens, that shot won't fall. Rebound being tipped around. Hudson was able to tip it up. Shot won't fall, and this one is off the hands of Werger and out of bounds. So Spalding Academy, with a couple of offensive rebounds, now get a team rebound, and they'll inbound the ball again. Brandon Stevens to toss it in. As we're inside at 2 minutes to go. Ball fake. It's off the hands of one of the Pirates, but around the perimeter, Stevens has it. He'll get the ball back out for McKay. McKay gives it left side, and Vlasic, nice pass in. The shot rolls around, won't fall, but we had a whistle, and a foul is going to be whistled on Elwood. And that will be on Sean Klaus. That's his second. Pfeiffer will shoot two. And his free throw is up and good. Missed one, made one, missed one, made one, missed one. Now he's made one. He's got one more coming. Checking in, Joe Glazer for Spalding Academy. And Pfeiffer gets the ball, bends the knees, fires the free throw, back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Schmeckley. And Schmeckley gives it to Werger. And Spalding Academy still going with full court, trying to trap the ball. And you got that trapping zone going on, but Schmeckley's across the timeline. He'll hand the ball off here for Billy Smith. Smith near midcourt. We'll give it off on the right side for Schmeckley. Schmeckley, everybody will cycle through, gives it to Werger. Werger lost the ball. It was off of the Knights, though, as Vlasic tried to come up with a loose ball. Couldn't. It goes out of bounds. And on the baseline, Schmeckley's going to inbound it with a minute 18 to go. And Schmeckley with a little ball fake. Gives it, driving the baseline. Werger, his shot no good. Rebounded by Stevens. Stevens will pull down the bound. And quickly up ahead, they get it, and an extra step. They're going to call a walk. No, they're going to call a moving screen. The moving screen on Tanner Hudson is going to take off the bucket. That was a nice catch. And the layup there for Vlasic. But it'll be a moving screen and a foul called on Hudson. That'll be his second. That'll be a Spalding Academy turnover. Here come the Pirates on the run. Will fade away here by Smith. Shot won't fall, and he's fouled from behind by the Knights. So Billy Smith, with 2 points in the game, will now have two free throws. Brandon Stevens, that's foul number two. He's got 10 points in the game and now two fouls. Five team fouls have been whistled against Spalding Academy. Eight on the Pirates. Smith rolls in the free throw, so now he has three in the game. With a minute one to go here in the third. 53-38. Second free throw is a little bit short and rebounded by Joe Glazer. Glazer pulls down the rebound, gets it up ahead here for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will kick the ball back out. Running through here is going to be Glazer. Glazer lost the ball, is able to pick it back up and lay it off glass and in. Long outlet pass here for Werger. Werger has numbers, gets it down low. Left-handed layup good for Jacob Schmeckley, as he now has 10 in the game. 55-32, 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Knights, I think, are going to take the air out of the ball. Glazer's got it, just playing catch with Stevens. And they're just playing keep away as Billy Smith is out there. And they get it out for Glazer. So now the ball is on the hip. Starting to dribble here is Joe Glazer. They double team him. He'll get it right side here for Noah Vlasic. Back out for Glazer. And Coach Imus will direct traffic a little bit. Bounce pass out here for Joseph Glazer. 4 seconds left. Kick in the corner. And we've got a foul. And so there's going to be, I think, three shots coming up over there. Knocked down with Stevens. And Stevens was in the act of shooting. No, it's no shot. They say the foul came before the shot. It's going to be a push called on Blake Summer before the shot. That's now going to be four fouls on him. So it'll be a 1-1 here for Brandon Stevens. No, Stevens got the shot. It was coming through a screen. That's what the call is. And so Weston Pfeiffer is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Well, Stevens was down. The whistle was there, and I thought they called the foul on the shot. But it's running through the screen set by Pfeiffer where the foul came. And the free throw is no good. 3 seconds to go. Rebounded for Summer. He's going to fire about a 65-foot jumper. It's no good. And so that will do it for the third quarter. And Spalding Academy, 8 minutes away from making it into the state semifinals. They lead Elwood 55-32. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. Certainly want to say thanks to all of our presenting sponsors like Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, Titan Machinery, and Tom Dinsdale Automotive for helping us bring you coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament at Spalding Academy right now with a comfortable lead over Elwood, 55-32, as we now head into the fourth quarter and the Knights have the basketball. They get it in for Joe Glazer. Glazer's picked up man-to-man there by Werger, and they bring in the offensive zone as they give it off for Kane Hashke. Hashke back out here for Glazer. Glazer's going to drive. Glazer's going to take it off glass, and Glazer will now head to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. That is going to be on Schmeckley, and Jacob Schmeckley has now committed his fifth foul, so he will come out of the ball game. He is fouled out with 7:48 to go. He is the second Pirate to foul out. Zach Hackbart fouled out with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And again, the Spalding Academy fans will join the Pirates in standing and cheering for Jacob Schmeckley as he steps off the court for the last time as a senior. At the free throw line, Glazer, he'll shoot two. The first one is no good. Into the ball game is Keith Murphy for Elwood. Murphy, the freshman. Free throw is up and good here for Glazer. He hit one out of two. And now across the timeline is going to be Billy Smith. Smith walked with it. Yeah, drug his pivot foot. He was going to pass it. And the Knights were going to intercept it if he'd done that. So he drug his foot. Didn't really mean to. But that's now going to be 17 turnovers on Elwood, unofficially. 56-32, Spalding Academy with the lead. And they're going to dump it in, back it in there. It's Hashke. Hashke off glass, no good. Summer pulls down the rebound, and Summer will get it off here for Skylar Werger. Werger will drive, float off glass, good. Skylar Werger, that was a tough shot, as he now has 14 in the game. Now in transition, driving right back, Tanner Hudson. He's got a dozen as he takes it high off the glass. So Spalding Academy scores a lot in that secondary and even primary fast break after made baskets. They attack right away. Sean Klaus is going to lob it down low for Werger. Werger with the catch. Shot won't go. Rebounded by Bronk McKay. McKay gives it up ahead on the run to Stevens. Stevens has it blocked. There's a foul. It's going to be called, I believe, on Blake Summer. Summer came up with what would have been his fifth block. And actually, the foul is going to be on Billy Smith. But because of the foul, we can't give Summer his fifth block of the game. The free throw is up and good for Stevens. He's got 11. And Elmwood can be very proud of the effort they put out here tonight. First trip since 1990, and they're playing one of the best teams in the state, the defending state runner-up. And they have been battling. The free throw was no good. Rebounded by Summer. And across the timeline is Werger. Werger will give right wing here for Sean Klaus. Klaus gives between the circle for Keith Murphy. Murphy will get it at the elbow here for Summer. And Summer will hand the ball back out here for Keith Murphy. Murphy gets rid of it, giving it to Werger. Werger on that dribble right side will give it off here for Billy Smith. Smith gets a little screen and lost the ball momentarily. Is able to get it back, and now Werger has it. Werger's going to try a step-back three. It's no good. Rebounded by Hudson, and Spalding Academy has it, and will work it into the corner very quickly. Three-pointer for Stevens, up and good. Brandon Stevens with 14 in the game. That's his second three-pointer, and it's 62-34 as we're inside of 6 minutes to go in the season here for Elmwood. With the ball on the left side, Keith Murphy. He'll give it to Klaus. Klaus's pass is going to be stolen away. With the steal, Joe Glazer. Glazer's going to lay it up with that right hand, and it's up and in. 14 in the game for Glazer, and it's a 30-point Spalding Academy lead. And now Werger. Werger, fade away. Will hit a three. Skylar Werger now has 17. Trying to answer right back here is Glazer. Glazer's going to hand it off for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer off glass. Up and good. Actually, check that. That was Bunk McKay. McKay banks it in. So the bucket was by 21, not 20. The screen was set by Weston Pfeiffer. On the bounce here is going to be Werger. Werger gets it to a Cutter on the inside, and Billy Smith will lay it up and in. Smith now has 5 in the game. And Glazer will dribble that left side. He hands it off for Hudson. Hudson in the lane. Jumper no good. Hashke can't come up the rebound. It's tipped around. And Werger is able to dribble out of there with it. Werger has it in the lane. Little floater up and good. So Skylar Werger with 7 here in the quarter. 19 in the game. And it's 66-41. A 25-point lead for Spalding Academy. With 4:25 to go. Driving is Stevens. Stevens has a shot blocked by Summer, his 5th block of the game. And on the run is Werger. Werger has it blocked, and there is a foul that's going to be called here on Joe Glazer. So 4:16 to go, and Joe Imus was going to send about 4 Knights into the game. And now he's changed his mind, as Werger is going to be shooting 2 here. Free throw back the iron and no good. Score remains 66-41. Werger dries his hands on his pants. Says, well, I'm not so sure too many of those Pirates have too many dry spots left on their clothing. They have worked very hard. Free throw's no good. Sean Klaus gets the rebound, and now Klaus is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. So the foul is on Tanner Hudson. That is going to be his 3rd. So Klaus now shooting 2. The free throw is up, rolls around, and is no good. Klaus bends the knees, fires the free throw. It is up and good. 3 in the game for him, and Brandon Stevens will kick it up ahead here for Tanner Hudson. Hudson drives in the lane. Nice dish inside for Hashke, and Hashke scores. They just have a sense of where everybody's going to be, and that was a nice pass from Hudson to Hashke. 68-42, inside of 4 minutes to go. A little runner by Werger, no good. Rebound tipped out. Fighting for it is Keith Murphy. Can't come up with it. It's actually rebounded by Glazer. And Glazer gets it down low. And an extra step here for Brandon Stevens. He'll turn the ball over for Spalding Academy. For the Knights, John Burnt checking into the ball game. So is Noah Volacek. And a lot of the regulars coming out here for the Knights. And the folks wearing black and white in front of me are on their feet cheering, rightly so, because they're going to play for a spot in the finals tomorrow. They've advanced now to the semifinals. It's just a matter of what the final score is going to be. 68-42 is the score right now. Elwood trailing it, has the basketball. Smith on the bounce, gives it between the circles for Keith Murphy. Murphy, nice pass, backdoor cut, layup good for Skylar Werger. That was a nice pass by Keith Murphy to hit him in stride for that backdoor cut. And driving here is Hudson. Hudson fouled on the way in. I think that might be on Klaus. Yes, it is. And for Sean Klaus, that is his third. So Tanner Hudson will shoot two. He's got 12 in the game. And the first one's no good. And Joe Imus having a quick conversation with one of the officials right in front of him. Second free throw by Hudson is up and in. Conversation might be something like, we'll see you tomorrow. Werger in the offensive zone. Has it for Elwood. Stops at the elbow, hands it off for Klaus. Klaus top of the circle. And there'll be another turnover as he rethought a pass he was about to make. And the Knights going to make a few more substitutions coming out of the game. Bronk McKay. And in is Jacob Pritchard. Ball inbounded here for Western Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gives it over for Volacek. Volacek gives it left side for Hudson. Hudson pass on the inside. It's blocked by Summer. His sixth block of the game. And the loose ball is picked up here by Billy Smith. So Smith will give it off. Three-pointer up and no good for Werger. Long rebound and a foul going to be committed by Billy Smith on that long outlet pass. Thought he had a little bit better angle to try to pull down the rebound and couldn't quite come up with it. So Billy Smith has picked up his fourth foul. Already two Pirates have fouled out of the ball game. Jacob Schmeckle fouled out with 7:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Zach Hackbart fouled out with 3:40 to go in the third. Two free throws coming up here for Pfeiffer, and the first one's up and good. Weston Pfeiffer off the bench now has 6 points in the ball game. And Tanner Hudson, the last of the starters, comes off the court. In is Matthew Okoviak. And back of the iron, the free throw for Pfeiffer is no good. Rebounded by Werger. And Werger brings it across with 2.5 minutes to go here. 70-44. Werger gives it off for Billy Smith. Smith has the ball knocked out of his hands by Noah Volacek. And Elwood will inbound on the far sideline. Werger will ball fake, gets it in for Summer. Summer gives it off here for Murphy. Murphy back out for Werger. Werger off the screen will kick here left side for Murphy. Murphy now handing it off. Here's Werger for three. It is short. And the rebound ripped out of there by Jacob Pritchard. So Pritchard pulls down the rebound, gets it up ahead, and in transition, John Burnt will score. Well, even the subs know how to run the floor here for Spalding Academy. And a loose ball into the hands of Volacek. Volacek is fouled, and it's going to be an intentional foul. It was going to be a layup on the other end. And so it will be a foul and the ball here for Spalding Academy. The foul is going to be on Billy Smith. And Smith, that is his fifth foul, so he's out of the ball game with 1:52 to go. So three starters have fouled out here for the Pirates. And two free throws coming up here for Noah Volacek, because that's more than 10 fouls on Elwood. And the free throw is up and good. So for Volacek, that'll be his first point of the day with 1:52 to go. Second free throw is good. Good. 74-44, equaling the largest lead of the game here for Spalding Academy of 30. And again, the Knights will have the basketball after the intentional foul called on Billy Smith. With it here is going to be Daniel Bauer. Bauer checks into the game, gets the ball back as he gave it away momentarily. And they give the ball off for Pritchard. Pritchard kicks here right side for Vlasek. Vlasek with a minute 35 to go, a little ball fake, extra step. That'll be a walk. And 13 turnovers on Spalding Academy. And here comes some subs here for the Pirates. Checking in, Jonathan Anderson. Jake Gideson going to come into the ball game. And Gideson will inbound the ball here to Murphy. And the Pirates will raise and cheer. And again, Spalding Academy will do the same in a great exhibition of some sportsmanship. Pass on the right side to Callan Niccolo, also came in a moment ago. They get it to Murphy. Murphy's going to kick the ball out here for Gideson. And a ball fake here for Jonathan Anderson. Anderson will give it off right side. Backdoor cut. Murphy, jumper good. Keith Murphy has scored at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. A nice little shot there for Murph. And it's now 74-46. We're in the final minute of the ball game. Vlasek will lob it on that right side for Pritchard. Pritchard works it back around the perimeter here for Vlasek. They skip it out and the tip around. And Jake Gideson could not come up with that loose ball as it goes out of bounds. And for Spalding Academy, both Bauer and Deesner are going to check in here for Spalding Academy. Zach Deesner comes into the ball game. And again, the Knights have another reason to stand and cheer. And they'll inbound the ball on the baseline. Wachowiak will score. He has his first 2 points of the night. And the lead is back out to 30. With it is number 30. Keith Murphy with 40 seconds to go. Tries a 15-foot jumper off glass. It's good. He's now got 4 in the game. So Bauer in the offensive zone will give it off right side for Wachowiak. Final 30 seconds as it's 76-48. And we'll see if Spalding Academy even puts up a shot here. They give it off here for Zach Deesener. Deesener will give off for Wachowiak. Wachowiak gives it back out for Deesener. That was Bauer. Now they give it to Deesener. Deesener with 10 seconds left is going to be picked up man-to-man there by Kalen Nickel. Nickel now is going to commit a foul with 5 seconds to go. So now we'll have a couple of free throws coming up here for the Knights before the night is done. Zach Deesener shooting 2. That's the first foul on Kalen Nickel. And Deesener's free throw is up, back of the iron, no good. 5 seconds left, 76-48. Spalding Academy will take on High Plains tomorrow in the Class D2 semifinals. Deesener's second free throw, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Kalen Beam. Beam pulls down the rebound. Long throw with the buzzer by Jonathan Anderson is off the mark. And your final is Spalding Academy 76 and Elwood 48. We'll take a quick break. We'll summarize things here, take a look at scores from around the city of Lincoln, and we'll wrap up day one of the Boys State Basketball Tournament here from Lincoln East as Spalding Academy ends the season for Elwood, a final of 76-48. We'll take a quick break. The Misco Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Well, 48 teams started the day with a chance at a state championship. That number is down to 25 right now. All but one game is a final in round one of the boys' state basketball tournament. We'll go through all the scores here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Elwood has their season come to an end here by the number one seed in Class D2. Spalding Academy trailed early on, but really were able to distance themselves from Elwood. They win it 76-48. So let's take a look at all the scores. We'll begin this kind of somewhat alphabetically. And in fact, I think we might have a final here as, we still have one game going on. And that is Omaha Central and Bellevue West. West has the lead at last report, 46-33 as they head to the fourth quarter, a 13-point lead for Bellevue West. They'll be taking on Norfolk, a 70-66 winner over Omaha South in triple overtime. Also in Class A, it was Benson, 73-58 winners over Lincoln Northeast. Westside with a 63-56 win over Lincoln Southeast. In Class B, York advances 41-37 over Pius. Beatrice, 41-43 winner over Omaha Roncalli. Elkhorn South, 64-31 over Grand Island Northwest. Scott with a 58-49 win over Scott's Bluff that finished just moments ago. Wayne in Class C1 advanced with a 60-45 win over Cozad. Wahoo needed overtime to get past Falls City, 64-58. SCOTUS able to shoot their way past Kearney Catholic, 72-57. They'll take on Wahoo Newman. Newman eliminated Boone Central Newman Grove, 90-72. In Class C2, Ainsworth, 71-54 winner over Battle Creek. Freeman over Kimball, 49-46. Donovan Trumbull advanced 40-27 over Sutton. They'll take on Fremont Bergen. Bergen eliminated the season for the defending state champions from Southern Valley, a final of 68-59. Wrapping up just moments ago on the breeze, 94.5. In Class D1, Clearwater Orchard, 46-42 winners over North Platte St. Pat's. Randolph ends the season for Elm Creek, 41-39. And so the 7 and 6 seeds advance in the top part of the D1 bracket. The top seeds advance on the bottom of the D1 bracket as top-seeded Howells Dodge, 48-35 winners over Fullerton. Overton had to work pretty hard, but they got past Lord Central Catholic, 65-58 earlier right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. In Class D2, Bancroft Rosalie, 64-29 winners over Hitchcock County. They'll take on Falls City Sacred Heart, who eliminated Layton, 58-50. High Plains with a 49-45 win over Exeter Milligan. And just wrapping up, Spalding Academy, 76-48 winners over Elwood, as the Pirates end their season now at 14-11 on the year. So those are all the scores from the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And again, it's not a final, but a 13-point lead in Class A as Bellevue West leads Omaha Central at the end of 46-33. We're going to take a quick break. We'll total up the numbers, and we'll summarize things here for Elwood and Spalding Academy. Again, 76-48 our final as the Knights advance and the season for the Pirates. We're back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back. Once again, your final score is Spalding Academy, 76-48 winners over Elwood, and Elwood now will end their season at 14-11. Checking the numbers here for Elwood, they were led today by Skylar Werger. He finished with 21 points on the night. Jacob Schmeckley finished with 10. He was the second-leading scorer, and he fouled out with 7:48 to go in the fourth quarter. So 21 for Werger. Schmeckley had 10. Blake Summer with 2. Billy Smith with 5. Zach Hackbart finished with 3. He fouled out with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Keith Murphy, late in the game, hit a couple of buckets. He finished with 4 points. And Sean Klaus with 3 points here. So 7 bench points here for Elwood, who end their season at 14-11. They fall 76-48. For Spalding Academy, all 5 starters scored in double figures. So pretty balanced scoring for all the starters. Brandon Stevens finished with 14. Joe Glazer finished with 14. Tanner Hudson finished with 13. Cade Hashke with a dozen. And 11 points for Bronk McKay. Off the bench, Noah Vlasic finished with 2. Matthew Wachowiak with 2 points. 6 points for Western Pfeiffer. And 2 points here for John Burt. As again, Spalding Academy advances. They are now 23-3. They'll take on High Plains tomorrow at 8:45 at the Sports Center, the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So we have a couple of games for you on our network of stations. It will begin tomorrow morning at 10:45 as Overton will take on Howells Dodge on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And again, pregame will start around 10:35 or so as Howells Dodge and Overton will get together in the semifinals in Class D1. And again, that will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then later in the afternoon at 3:45 is the scheduled tip for Donovan Trumbull and Bergen. That game will be on the Breeze 94.5 as second-seeded Donovan Trumbull will take on the third seed Fremont Bergen at 3:45. And again, the pregame will start around 3:30 or 3:35 or so. So we have a couple of games for you. Hope you can join us tomorrow for more coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We started with 8 teams today. And we end the day with only 2. But, again, a couple of those were kind of 8-seed long shots that we were kind of falling and hoping they would come away with the win. But, again, falling just a little bit short. And for Elwood, again, a great effort here tonight. But they end their season at 14-11. And, again, they've got they're losing a couple of seniors, a couple of important players in Schmeckley and Summer. But Werger will be back next year. He averages 20 points per ball game. Smith averages 7.5. Zach Hackbart scores 11.5 points per ball game. And again, the Pirates, with some young players, have a bunch of freshmen that if they can kind of pick things up, they may find themselves making it back here the Boys State Basketball Tournament as well as they end their season out 14-11, a final here of 76-48. Spalding Academy does advance. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament. For our engineer, Merritt Lawson, back in the studio, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.